Perek Yud Aleph, 11th Perek of Shabbos, Mishnah Dalet, continuing halachas of carrying on Shabbos. This Mishnah is the Mechadish halachas in respect to the definition of a Rishus HaRabim. So the class of Rishus HaRabim is the road which people walk on. Here it says, Zorik Bayom Alba Amas Potter. Somebody throws four Amas. We learned before that someone throws four Amas in Rishus HaRabim, that is a Doraita. If somebody throws four amas in the ocean, or in a river, or a lake, body of water, he's potter, because that's not considered Rishus HaRabim, it's considered a caramelist. So no, you recognize my Rishus HaRabim, I left it though, if there was like a large puddle in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, and people will walk through that puddle, and as everyone says, how amas guy is still considered part of Rishus HaRabim. In other words, it would be considered, there would be room to say, that since we have a body of water in Rishus HaRabim, it's considered, since it's a body of water, it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. You say, no, since people are walking through it, it still retains the status of a Rishus HaRabim. The camel who I reckon mine, post me third spokum. The depth of it could only be less than 10 spokum deep. It's more than 10 spokum deep, and even if people walk through it, it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. Spokum mayim, Rishus HaRabim, my letters boy. Once again, this is seems to be a repeat of the beginning of the Mishnah, that if you have this large puddle in the Rishus HaRabim, and people are walking through it, has Zerg, but Tayyip Abba Amas Chayyav, someone who throws four Amas in it, he's Chayyav. Yeah, the reason why this is mentioned again is to tell us that even though people have a hard time walking through it, still, since the Maitre, they're using the theory, it's still considered part of Shetarabah.